started pounding against her sequin-covered chest. She heard Charlie Goodman, owner of the bar and Jane's fiancé, step up to the microphone.
"Tonight we've got a surprise for the man of the hour."
Oh, God. She was starting to sweat. There was a loud click, and she felt the heat of a spotlight hit the cake. She drew in a breath as burlesque-style music burst from the sound system, its throbbing beat her cue to exit in a hail of tiny paper squares. Inner siren, "Don't fail me now!" She burst out of the cake in one swift, "just close your eyes and do it" motion, and the crowd in the dimly lit bar erupted in appreciative applause. Confetti flew everywhere, through the air, down the layers of the cake, into her cleavage. The rhythmic thump of the music seeped under her skin, boosting her confidence. Tomorrow, she'd happily welcome back plain, efficient Marianne. But tonight, her inner seductress was tossing caution to the wind like confetti. This was her Subway Great moment, her Marilyn moment. As she shimmied over the rim and down to the second layer, her eyes scanned the crowd, hoping for a glimpse of the birthday bad boy. But without her glasses, she couldn't see past the last layer of the cake. Then a slow, measured movement at the blurred perimeter of the spotlight caught her attention. Nick Wright. He stood apart from the lively crowd, his hands buried deep in the pockets of his dark, sleek pants. And for a second, she literally stopped breathing. Behind the mask, her eyes drifted a shade lower. He was just... wow. The whole tall, dark, and handsome package, with a set of incredibly broad shoulders that made a girl feel like she could let down her walls and really rely on him to hold her up. She lifted her eyes to find his gaze settled on her, looking at her the way he looked at her in her dreams. Eyes locked on Nick, she ignored the faint trembling at the edges of her body and focused on her instructions. "Settle into the second tier, sing happy birthday, and blow a kiss into the audience. When you're finished, Charlie will roll you out of there." Except now her arms were shaking, not to mention her legs. The room grew quiet, all attention focused on her as she moved to the next tier. She stumbled, briefly, a small mistake that she caught quickly enough to be sure no one had noticed. Perched safely on the second tier, she drew in a breath and started to sing in her best Marilyn. "Happy birthday to you." Even to her own ears, her voice sounded breathless. Nick stepped inside the circle of the spotlight. She blinked several times behind the mask. Maybe he couldn't hear her. As if pulled by some unknown gravitational force, her body unfolded from the second tier. Her hips adopted an unfamiliar bombshell kind of sway as she moved toward him, the spiked heels clicking against the tile floor. "Happy birthday to you." He was only a few inches away now, and in better focus. A vaguely stunned look marked his face, which didn't say much for her cake-jumping skills, but still, he was standing there. "Happy birthday, dear Nicholas." She swayed closer. His hand fastened to her hip, tugging her closer still. "Happy birthday to you." She could see him perfectly now, his midnight blue eyes gazing down at her. Leaning forward on her ruby tiptoes, she pressed her lips against his in a kiss so sweet, Marianne thought her heart would melt like buttercream frosting. And she never indulged in buttercream frosting. Lost in the feel of him, her lips parted, unexpectedly deepening the kiss. She reached for his shoulder to steady herself, fisting the fabric of his shirt. Hours ago, kissing Nick Wright had been a statistical impossibility.